Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
That God has given me, we are made for signs and wonders.
That is the word of God. It's time to rise. It's time to rise.
Today, nothing will stop me. I am going to have my harvest.
Come on, everybody.
I don't care whether I'm in order or not in order. Whether I'm under protocol or no protocol. Whether it is legal or it's not legal. I am going to get my miracle. If you dare to be out of order tonight to reach God, if you dare to be out of protocol tonight to reach God, I tell you, your new season is here.
The Lord said, I'm healing you.
I'm healing.
Oh, The world break down. The saints should break forth with joy.
Light and power and vigor, vitality. And if Christ ever healed, he can heal today.
The crusade of the century. Welcome the Archbishop Professor Benson in the house. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, forevermore. Shout hallelujah.
He came, he saw, and he conquered.
No! Your weakness will never remain the same. Your fear will never be the same. If you ever see Jesus, your concern for humanity will be different. If you ever see Jesus, your interest for souls will change. Jesus came down to earth to show us whom God is. And we who see him, I'm not talking by drawing, I'm not talking of by picture, I'm talking of the living Christ. No man that ever saw Christ remained the same. The woman with issue of blood said, if I may but get close enough to touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. The man that was born by four, the four men that carried him said, we can take you near him, but from the top of the roof, if we drop you and you meet him, he will tell you something. The Bible said they tore the roof and let him down. And my Bible said when Jesus saw their faith and saw the man, he said to him, get up, take your bed, and go your home. Every time people met with Jesus of the Bible, something happened. Something changed. The man by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, agonizing years, painstaking years. I believe after the first 2-3 years, his wife lost courage and hope. I can't take it anymore. They abandoned him there. And when Jesus arrived, he said, man, will you be made whole? Do you need a change in your life? The man said, I have no one to help me. Jesus said, that's why I'm here. Get up. Take up your bed. Go to your house. Watch the drama. The man went home because he saw Jesus. So I wrote this young man, I said, if you ever see Jesus, your ministry will change. You will look at people the way God looks at them. You never laugh at a sick man anymore. You have compassion. You never laugh at the poor anymore. Dr. Festus heard me say this about 3 months ago in our home church. The reason God never laughs at anyone found in a state of despondency, sickness or sin is because he's a good God. He has no one else to refer you to. In medicine, if sickness is brought to you as a doctor and that's not your field, you refer them to another doctor. Leprosy, doctor refer you to cancer ward if you have cancer. The doctor that take care of delivery refer you, if you have blind eyes, to eye optometrist. The doctor of teeth refer you, pregnant woman, to a doctor that knows what to do about delivery. But when you come to Jesus, he has no one to refer you to. Christ is the end of search. You can't find Jesus and still look for something else. For in him we live and move and have our being. And this morning, having spoken to the Lord, have a message I want to have as a teaching for you and I. Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 11. Us. That as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. I want to turn my attention to you pastors here this morning. The need has come that we should have enough to give that people press to hear us. This is a time that the whole world should find something from a whole God that can make man whole. Total gospel for total man. Jesus was a prophet in town. Look at what the Bible says here. The people came and pressed upon him. I say this to pastors in America every time. Once a pastor has a church of 2,000, 3,000 members in America, you can't see him. Walkie-talkie everywhere in the church. Pastor sneak in and pastor sneak out. Pastor cannot pray for the sick anymore. He has his recorded prayer. He has a secretary to block you. I know one pastor in particular that I knew when he was a young preacher. It now takes 3 months to book an appointment to see him, because his ministry has come up. You begin to wonder, if Jesus were here today, if it would take 3 months for a leper to see him. For we have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. And when you become unreachable and untouchable, it was better you look for another job. Lepers touch him. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. My Bible says he reached out his hand, touched them, and said, be clean. He didn't contact leprosy when he touched lepers. He didn't become blind when he prayed for the blind and they began to see. Here my Bible says they pressed upon him. There's something in us that the world needs. Let's give them opportunity to press upon us. Let's not treat them like lepers. Let not pride come to us when we ask security men, sit them far. Don't let them come. They press upon him to hear the word of God. And I put it this way, the man that have something to say have something to give. Pastors, our world need us. They were pressing on him here to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Hear these words. When was the last time people pressed on you to hear you? Who of recent was weak and weary and looking for deliverance that looked for you instead of yellow page? Verse 2. He saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Dr. Westcott, I spent about 1 hour on this second verse this morning. God is need-centered. God is concerned on what affects us. When your business is not running well, God is not running away. When your marriage is sick, God is not running away. When your children are not listening to what you are preaching, God is not running away. When a pastor's church is not growing, God is not running away. When your health is in trouble, God is not running away. 1 hour I spent on verse 2. How could he be pressed upon by large multitude? And the next thing is for him to appear in where there was need. This one told me God is concerned in where I'm concerned. Peter and his teammates. Mark 1 says to us, they left their nets because the nets were torn. Matthew says to us, they were washing their nets and mending their nets. Why is it that when we are in jeopardy situation, Jesus is always around? Why don't he stay far off when we finish battling and are defeated before he arrives? He's need centered. What made him appear at the scene where these men were battling? When there was short supply and surplus need, why did he show up when income went down and bill went up? Why did he show up at this time? He has an idea of where we are right now. Somebody better listen to me. The crowd, Dr. Festus, does not stop him from my personal need. Somebody should hear what I'm saying. People press upon him, Mama Doreen. But here he is coming straight to where the sheep was. The more they pressed on him, push, push, push. He was walking, walking. They were on him, on him. Heal me, touch me, open my eyes, make me whole, cleanse me, bless me, touch me, feed me. Here he was as a crowd pushed upon him, gradually walking to the spot where a few men were battling for their existence. And suddenly he paused. And the crowd still behind. The question I asked myself when I got to this verse, how did he know that their nets were torn? And that if he didn't come that time, these men would go home to meet a hungry family. Hear me, brother. The presence of the crowd did not stop him from coming to the simple. By human training that we have, once we are successful with crowd, we abandon the neglected. By the nature of God, the teeming crowd does not blind him from your needs. Somebody should hear me this morning. If you were faced with 10,000 people and they were pressing on you, everybody's shouting, hallelujah, here comes the Hosa, victory, testimony. I will be so full of the joy of what I'm facing that I wouldn't remember Peter has got nothing. But Jesus is not like that. In the midst of the multitude, he remembers the hungry. He came to them and stood by the sheep by the lakeside. The fishermen were gone out washing their nets, but they've got nothing. What made him appear at the scene of a man that caught nothing? The reason is simple. When Jesus appears, the devil disappears. When Jesus appears, scarceness disappears. When Jesus appears, mediocrity is gone. When Jesus appears, starvation disappears. Jeff, think of 10,000 people pressing on him. How he took them gradually to come to where you and she were. Here you are battling with tomorrow, today. But look at Jesus coming to the center and meeting you at the point of your need. Why did the presence of the crowd not stop him from coming to you? I said to myself, man have been trained. Success, that's all I need. The needy is not whom I want. But Jesus by nature is. If I don't meet the need of this one, he will not join the crowd. I said to Dr. Festus on the way, why will someone have second bread in the front row of communions, while those at the back have not had the first? Jesus knows when you have nothing. He arrives before you cry out. Verse 3. Read me verse 3. God knows how to step to our empty lives. If God didn't step to my life when he did, I would not be in Australia today. You've got nothing. Peter's partners. Peter said, we have toiled all night for 3 days. We've got nothing. Why is it that the sheep of the man that have toiled and caught nothing is the one that attracted his attention? Peter, you can't do it without me. I've come to lend you my helping hand. And we who are pastors that are here today, I see that some of your sheep have no fish. And some of your nets are torn. Even your Bible is worn out. But thank God he brought you here. Thank God he brought me here. I can still hear God this morning say, the sheep that is empty is what I need. Give it to me. Maybe some of you are about quitting, thinking that this is not your calling. If it was your calling, why is it that those who preach less than you do are successful, and you who preach so much, no result? God sent me to tell you today, this is not quitting time. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. This is not the time to quit. A man that have no self-courage will have self-destruction. Peter, loan me your boat. Plant a seed in my life. Allow me to take what you are struggling with from you. Somebody say that. Permit me to take from you what you are struggling with, that I may help you. Think about that for 1 minute. What are you struggling with? What are you battling with? What is taking your attention? Where is your pressure right now? Carefully hear me. The multitude is pressing. His attention is to one man that I've got nothing. And you could be the one today. Your self-effort is not good enough, but his grace to you is sufficient. Can you hear him telling you? You've done your part. No result. Permit me to step to your empty boat. Allow me to step to your empty boat. Of course, when ship is empty, it's easy to give. Did anybody hear what I'm saying? If there's nothing in your ship, it's easy for you to offer it. If your net is torn, very easy to give it away. And Peter said, here you are, sir. Take it. And from my Bible account, from what I read this morning, nearly 3 hours, there's a man that is closer to you and I than a husband and wife are to each other. His name is Jesus. In building contract in civilized nations, they say, build this house, and the contract you write minus natural risk of the acts of God, earthquake or fire. When there's trouble, it's not part of this contract. But Jesus takes risk from us. Whether we are faced with earthquake or fire quake, or empty bank account quake, he comes when things are worse, not to make it worse, but to make it good. He steps to our life, Harry, when no one else is interested. I hope somebody is hearing what I'm saying today. give all your emptiness to me. Allow me step to it. Jesus stood on top of that ship. It was empty. The Bible says he preached to the multitude. Read me verse 4. Pastor Festo, read verse 4 loud.
Then now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught.
It doesn't matter how busy Jesus is, you are his business. I wish somebody would say amen to that. Pastor, it doesn't matter how busy God is, you and I are his business. He healed the sick. He met their needs. But he didn't forget he came to you and took your empty ship. When he had left speaking, he turned to Peter and said, you were the reason I came here. The need of the crowd have been met. Hosanna everywhere. Hallelujah everywhere. Glory to God everywhere. But I took your empty boat. I stepped to it. I wouldn't leave it the way I met it. I wish somebody heard that. God never leave us at how he met us. If he met you naked, like the madman of Gadarene, he will give you clothes. If he met you bleeding, like the woman with the issue of blood, your blood will stanch and dry up. If he met you hungry in the desert, he will feed you. Jesus never met anyone and shook his hand and said, sorry, today is Tuesday. Bank is closed. Sorry. I see you on Monday. He never met a leper and said, I wish there was a clinic. I would have healed you. But next time, who knows? God may help you. No. He never. You are too holy for people to see. You are too dirty for God to know. Write that down for me, Festus. If you are too holy for people to see and meet, you are too dirty to be a child of God. For we have not an high priest that cannot be touched. Peter, I borrowed your boat. I met their needs. But I've come to you now. Take the same boat, pack it apart. Take it to a new location. Bring your net out. I call this one God's intervention. I know the state of your ministry and business and marriage. Many times we think God doesn't know. Here is Peter thinking in his mind, what does he know about fishing? My profession is a carpenter. By title is a prophet. By birth is son of God. And me, I'm a fisherman. How can he ask me to go to new depth? Some of you have been fishing in shallow water. And God is saying you can't catch a big fish in shallow water. Your ministry must have been at the peripheries and yo-yo-yo of the latest move in town. Whatever you call the latest move is an old move. Because if God wants to do a new thing, He doesn't do it through man. He shows it to man. Somebody should hear me this morning. Peter! The reason you have caught nothing is that what you wanted to catch was for you and your wife and children. That's what God told me this morning. When our gospel is me, myself, and I, we don't go too far. When all the money you are looking for in life is for your personal need, you don't have too much. Somebody is listening to me. Can you read me verse 4 again? Because I have a revelation in verse 4.
When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch."
I think he was saying to Peter in King James Version, which is the real Bible, "You are too used to the usual way. Try another method. If you want to collect, disconnect." Put it down. "If you want to collect, disconnect. You are too connected to old system, the way we used to do it. What I learned from my grandfather. Try God's new way." What is he showing you? Are you so hooked on one method that you've never tried another method? Oh God, our happiness is past, a hope for years to come. Try God of mercy, God of grace. Jesus didn't come to destroy. He came to add. Pastor Harry, I spent 30 minutes on John 10:10 this morning. I'm come that they may have. So say that, everybody. Say it again. I don't know what you don't have, but I know why Jesus came. It's for you and I to have. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
Have. Say the word have.
Yes.
I'm come that you may have.
Yes.
I'm come that you might have.
Yes.
You know more than I know what you need. But Jesus is come that you may have it. To the barren, to have a child. To the unmarried, to have a husband. To the sick, to have health. To the poor, to have miracle. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? I spent 30 minutes on that line. I'm come that you may have. God knows how much lack we have. So he's come that we may have. Only you can fill in what you don't have. But he has come that we might have. If it's life, life abundantly. Somebody say big amen.
Amen.
Have. Peter, disconnect to collect. Take your sheep. Relocate for new collection. That's what you did. That's why you're here in Mara. You disconnected to collect. If your position cannot change, you change position. If you are not doing well as superintendent, do well as overseer. If you can't do well as a pastor, try well as evangelist. Don't let title kill you. Because when you get to heaven, you will not be called archbishop. I tell my people at home, the highest title I will have in heaven, faithful servant. God is not going to say, Your Grace, come in, sir. He's going to ask me, why were they calling you Your Grace? I say, because of Your Grace. Can anybody say amen to that? That's all I'm going to say. I have to defend myself. Peter tossed out for drought. Drought is more than a catch. Catch is to take few. Drought is to limitlessness. You have to change that verse in your Bible. Drought. You can count your catch, but you can't count your drought. Jesus stepped to where we are to take us from limitation to limitlessness. And somebody say hallelujah. Verse 5. Everybody read it in your own Bible. 1, 2, go. Everybody say, Master.
Master.
I didn't hear you.
Master.
Christians in Australia, say loud, Master.
Master.
Louder.
Master.
One more time, Master.
Master.
You who know how to handle situations, master my situation. Take over. So here, Peter, we have toiled. I don't know why he made him become the master of toiling and catching nothing. We've toiled all night, we've caught nothing. Is there some effort you have been making? And no result. Thank God for the master of the situation. Somebody should say loud, amen.
Amen.
We have a man who knows how to master our toiling situation. Particularly when we toil and catch nothing. He comes as master. That's an act of surrender. That's an act of humility. And it's an act on God's side of stepping in that we may step out. They go forth to get out. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will do what you have said. But I want to remind you. I've been here for 3 days, no result. And Jesus is saying, 1 minute with me will change it. Somebody shout hallelujah. When Jesus appears, failure disappears. Somebody say big amen.
Amen.
Launch to the deep. God never says to someone, pack up your luggage and go. You failed enough. He's going to teach you, Elizabeth, go deeper for where the fruit is waiting for you. They had this done. They did what? be enclosed.
They enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break.
Somebody say hallelujah. Stand up, man of God. Pastor, come here. As many of you as are really pastors, pastoring a church, can you come and stand by me? If you have a congregation and you are a pastor, come and stand by me. If you are an evangelist and you are going around this country, come and stand before me. If you are a youth teacher, break. The Lord told me last night, each and every one of you that came here seriously for a reason, He's going to give you net breaking and boat sinking miracle. I'm not sure you heard what I said. From emptiness to too much. Say with me, net breaking.
Net breaking.
Boat sinking.
Boat sinking.
Miracles.
Miracles.
For my ministry.
For my ministry.
From today.
From today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say it 2 times by yourself.
In the name of Jesus.
Net breaking. Boat sinking.
Miracles.
For my ministry. Try it again 2 times.
Net breaking.
One more time. Try it one more time. Boat sinking. Miracle for my ministry. Say
hallelujah.
Think of this if you are a child of God. Few hours ago, my baby Susan. No fish. Few hours later, not days, net breaking. Net breaking, say that loud.
Net breaking.
Look at verse 7. And they beckoned unto their partners. Who is your partner in catch? You have partner in drought, in emptiness. But you have partner in catching. The beckon sumarika mosoye potose. Hilabaha kasoyoto. They said, neighbor, hey, come on. The ship, the net is breaking. We can't hold on. Our ship is full. We need your empty one. Somebody say yes.
This message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services. Iwo Media Services. Inspirational. World-class production.
Have you ever felt like starting over? With Jesus, you can. If you'd like to begin a new life, pray this prayer from your heart.
Dear God, you know everything about me. I know I have made mistakes. Please forgive me. Come into my life. Help me to follow you always. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey, Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you and God truly bless you.